T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
We have Cassie Smedley with us this morning, press secretary with the RNC, and great to get her on again. Cassie, good morning.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry about that. I'm good. I hope you all are well and safe.
Absolutely. You know, if I say this to the point that it gets irritating, please feel free to tell me. But I could watch Kayleigh McEnany give a press conference every single day. It's almost like I want to set my clock and watch her read Jim Acosta the Riot Act.
Oh, amen. And again, I mean, you know Kayleigh. I know Kayleigh. You know how she is always prepared. She's prepared to come talk to you, Mark. She'll bring a whole source of researched material of stats and facts and figures. That's just how her mind works. I know the Washington Press Corps is not used to having someone who's not afraid to just go after them with facts and figures and great, even great poetry. You know, she brings out all sorts of story. And but to know her is to know that that's just Kayleigh, and they better get used to it because they are not in charge of that room. She is.
You know, one of the stories that is making all the national headlines this morning is the criticism of the president by Jim Mattis. And, you know, the president does what he does. If somebody attacks him, he attacks back. From the minute he came down the escalator at Trump Tower to run for president in 2016, that has been his mode of operation. It's not a surprise. Jim Mattis is a private citizen now. He's entitled to his opinion. And he and the president disagree on this.
That's right. And that was exactly it. I think I have great respect, of course, for all of our military generals, current and former, and anyone who served. And I think the president does, too. But the president is in the middle of not only a pandemic. I mean, he's calling himself, and I think rightfully so, a wartime president. A pandemic, if you still remember that we're going through that. And then now you also have rioting on our streets. He's trying to take every peaceful measure necessary to calm down our streets. And he said over and over, I want justice to prevail. I want peaceful protesters to be able to have their say. I am your ally. And I think that General Mattis, although, as you say, entitled to his words, may be watching a bit too much CNN because it's so opposite. I live in Washington, D.C. And what the president has said about you go out during the day, I'm sure you've seen this in St. Louis. It's peaceful. I go on a run down the National Mall, and I have no issue going near the protest. You don't even feel antennas go up. It is peaceful. And then there's a turn, and there is a need to make sure that we are not allowing lawlessness like you see in New York City at night. And that is the difference between what President Trump has been willing to do and what so many of these governors and mayors have not been willing to do.
Right.
And when you look at, from our perspective, you know, I always say, I'm looking at November 3rd. What does it take to get people to vote? And we know perennially the top issues, the economy and national security. And right now, the national security issue is in our own backyard. And we want to make sure that we have a president who's going to make us feel safe again.
Yeah, it's a good point. And the president, you know, has, I think, done a great job of making that differentiation, and it's an important one, mm-hmm. between the people who are legitimately addressing their grievances with the government and the ones who've decided to take advantage of a horrible situation. Cassie, I'm out of time. I'm sorry we got to you a little late there, but we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I look forward to it. You guys be well.
Get more at 971talk.com.